This is a story about religion and politics. And as we know, religion transcends all aspects of life in Alabama. So this could just as easily be a piece about religion and, say, football. Yes, religion has a place there, too. Faith night at the Birmingham Steel Dogs game. And on the field of the BJCC, players practice kicking and throwing and tackling. Outside in the concourse and peppered in the stands, hundreds of spectators want to see the special jerseys the players are wearing during practice.
We have Samson on the front of our jersey, and on the back we have both Old and New Testament books of the Bible where the name would be.
That's team owner Scott Myers.
And what we've essentially done, though, we've gone through and made sure that the number correlates with a positive message from whichever book it is.
You heard him right. Biblical messages on team jerseys. Scripture where threads meet gridiron. Underscoring just how marketable religion, faith, is in Alabama.
If we were in a different market or in a different location, you know, we may have not set it up and did it all this way, but we're trying to entertain our fans and the people that are here in this community, and we're really trying to get everybody involved in a big faith night.
But while religion plays a role on game day, it has also found a niche on election day and all the days leading up to it. On flyers in your mailbox with fancy script, candidates proclaim their Alabama values or their beliefs in God and country or their stances on a myriad of social issues, gays, guns, abortion. On radio and television, 30-second spots are rife with coded language to make you know that these people are serious about their beliefs.
Pro-life, conservative, supported by the Alabama Farmers Federation, small business.
With Governor Riley for our conservative Alabama Christian values.
It's almost as if your faith is a criterion for being elected. Of course, it's not. You can do or say whatever you want in a political ad, but experts agree it is the easiest soundbite for a vast majority of Alabamians to digest.
The religious infusion into the ad is saying that I share your values.
Dr. Larry Powell is chair of UAB's Department of Communication Studies. He says it is a fine line between faith for good and faith for gain, where faith is in people's lives and what they expect of the people who represent them.
You got to remember, particularly among Republicans, there are four basic values that have been identified that control political behavior: God, family, neighborhood, and nation. Notice that God is just one of those, but if you watch a good commercial, quite frequently they'll touch on two, three, or four of those values in the single ad.
He says Democrats are still struggling to find ways to incorporate religion into their message, but both parties feel the effects of religion in one way or another. A Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life survey found that about the same percentage of people believe religious conservatives have too much control over the Republican Party, 45%, as believe too many non-religious liberals have control of the Democratic Party, 44%. Dr. Powell and fellow UAB professor Eduardo Neva co-authored their own study that appeared in the March issue of the Journal of Communication and Religion. The Pharisee effect, when religious appeals and politics go too far, talks about the amount of religion in politics and whether people can be turned off. Neva says historically, biblically, the two make for a polarizing pair.
I mean, give to Caesar what it belongs to Caesar. You know, I don't know the phrasing in
those
English.
Those were Jesus' words.
Yeah, so you say, look, this is a secular world. The other world is another thing. When you mix them, there is always the potential for a huge confusion. And I think traditionally, although the Republican may have developed the coded words, the language, which allow people to identify better than the Democrats, there is a huge contradiction between religion and politics. I mean, structural. This goes way back to St. Augustine, which says, look, I'm not interested in you guys. You know, you guys, you secular people, you just do your thing. My relationship is with above.
But religion has been a part of policy for as long as each has been around. And according to Neva and Powell's study, there is the potential for backlash if a politician gets too religious or appears disingenuous. Take, for example, Montgomery attorney Julian McPhillips, who ran for Senate in the Democratic primary in 2002. He ran an ad on television which featured his family at the dinner table saying the Lord's Prayer. That was all that was in the ad. Well, then there was the Vote Julian McPhillips for Senate.
That received a strong negative reaction, even from the religious community.
Again, Dr. Larry Powell.
Instead of representing religion in the political arena, it was viewed as using religion to gain political advantage. And people don't like it when it goes that far.
When we contacted McPhillips, he said he didn't want to publicly comment on the ad or the campaign, which he lost. But he did say he heard more positive responses about the ad than negative. Dr. Powell says former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore may have painted himself into a similar religious corner before his campaign for governor. For months, Moore has been lagging in all major GOP polls by as many as 49 points behind Governor Bob Riley. Just 2 or 3 years ago, Moore was being sought as a presidential candidate by some minor national parties after he defied a federal court order to remove his Ten Commandments monument from the Alabama judicial complex. What happened since then is what University of Alabama political scientist Dr. William Stewart calls a case of split Southern conservatism.
You still have a conflict between what we call religiously oriented conservatives and economically oriented conservatives. Bob Riley, of course, is not bashful about his Christian faith, but nonetheless he's basing his appeal primarily on his ties to economic conservatives, whereas Roy Moore is basing his almost entirely on his association with religious conservatives. He's the hero of religious conservatives.
And despite what the polls say, Moore is the hero at the Steel Dogs game. Remember Faith Night? Not surprisingly, those who support him, the so-called religiously oriented conservatives, believe there aren't enough faith nights, faith days, in politics.
They made too long. Like, well, the five of the Ten Commandments. That was a little ridiculous. That's part of the Bible. That's part of our life, our history, it's Ten Commandments. And that's what us as Christians live by.
Another football fan says too much religion to him means too much backlash imposed on people who are religious.
You look at the situation with, you know, like Roy Moore was going through, you know, they brought too much emphasis on something that is a good thing, and they're trying to make it a bad thing. So a lot of cases, religion plays too much of a role in things.
In other words, too many people knocking religion. Whether or not those voices continue to be heard, and whether moral values and being God-fearing or Christian or Alabama value-sharing is purely up to candidate and campaign. While some say it is essential to move that message, its perceived tone, sincerity, and focus could be the deciding factor. I'm Steve Chiotakis.